This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
So just how bad has the winter been? Even the cross-country ski place I drove to in New York State this weekend was closed due to snow. How bad's the weather been? Part two. Snowbound towns and states are resorting to remnants of rum and beet juice to help melt ice off the roads in lieu of salt. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more on snow economics.
David Wood is one of the few upstate New York churchgoers still praying for snow.
I told my wife, if the people in this church knew what we were praying for, they probably wouldn't let us in.
But Wood loves the sound of snowplows because falling snow means rising profits for him. He's president of Sears Ecological Applications in Rome, New York. He makes de-icing liquid spread by snowplows. He started back in 1997 with a liquid made from the leftovers of rum makers. Wood bought a patent for the liquid from a Hungarian distillery. The distillers dumped their waste in a stream and accidentally discovered that the rum remnants prevented freezing.
These people standing to look at and put together the idea that when you were discharging this material in very cold weather, you didn't have freezing of the stream.
But spreading rum byproduct on roads, it was a hard sell at first.
There was incredible disbelief.
But Wood made a strong case. He told cities and towns, "My de-icer will stretch your road salt, make it stickier, and it'll work even in super cold weather." Wood's company grew. He started licensing his patent to people like Denver Preston of K-Tech Specialty Coatings, another big fan of winter.
The thing that really is exciting for us, believe it or not, are the extremely cold temperatures.
Preston expects sales to be up 100% this year. Other entrepreneurs are trying to figure out how to make a buck from Jack Frost. John Down teaches entrepreneurship at the University of Portland. His students were brainstorming the other day. He says one student suggested a snowman kit.
Kind of a multi-purpose tote container that could double as making the balls that would be just perfect for a snowman.
Down says all the snow we're getting is an opportunity rather than something to whine about. Ouch. In snowy Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.